coming up to 20 minutes to four, and as I said, we've got a special guest in the studio, David Hocking. How are you, David?
Good, thanks, mate. How are you?
You've written a fascinating book, Why Shouldn't I Call My Son Clint?
It's a weird world, isn't it?
It is a weird world, and for reasons of delicacy, we can't actually give you the answer to that because it's rude.
We should probably explain the book. As far as I can tell, and me and my friends have done some searching, we think it's the world's first name theory book, and that it's a dictionary of names, whereby for every single name, there's a description of that person's personality based solely on how the name sounds.
Oh.
And it's amazing how uncannily true it seems to be. It's weird.
Well, it didn't work with Natasha, but that's understandable. It wouldn't work all the time. Harvey, for
example. Have you tried Harvey?
Yeah, I have, yeah, Harvey. And I don't know about this. This is actually quite mild. A well-maintained, sufficiently lubricated and perfectly functioning gearbox of a Kenworth truck. I don't know what that means.
Keep reading.
He works when he needs to work, and he laughs loudly when he wants to laugh loudly. Yeah, I do that. Works when he needs... Well, I work because I need to work all the time. So
yeah, but you get on with it, and you start something, and you get it done, and you muck around, and you laugh loudly, and life's a big thing, and you do it.
I'm a bit of a procrastinator, to be honest.
No, really?
Our producer, Jasmine.
Yeah.
Despite her initial shyness... Oh, yeah? No, she is actually. She's basically a very shy, retiring...
I don't believe you. Anyway, go on.
Okay. She's flourished into a sweet-smelling, fast-thinking... She has to be out there, and she is... and as far as her fragrance is concerned, problems there. Sweet-smelling, fast-thinking, affable goddess who turns a room when she's wearing a blue dress. I've not seen her in a blue dress.
Yeah, I don't know where the blue dress came from. I wrote that, and the blue dress just came into my head. And I wrote that 2 years ago. I don't know why.
You got a blue dress?
It's a weird world.
Do you own a blue dress, Jazz? Can you wear it in next week? Thank you. She's wearing the blue dress in.
Right.
No sort of conclusions to be drawn with the other woman who wore a blue dress, by the way.
Right. Very good.
Okay. So,
what does it mean? Well,
yeah, what's it all mean? What's the book mean?
The book...
Why should we buy it?
For dinner parties, it's hilarious. Apparently, friends of mine who are pregnant and who have given birth already tell me it's the best baby name book ever written.
Mm-hmm.
But what does it mean? I don't know what it means. Essentially, it's just my personal opinion, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I gave myself to the sound of every single name, and the results were basically a snapshot of what came into my head.
Mm.
And it's just weird to read. Even I don't quite get it. I pick it up all the time as if somebody else wrote the thing.
So if people come up to you and said, yes, that is me to a T.
All the time.
Do they?
Or every day.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's weird.
So you're saying that people, whatever their name, they actually grow into that persona because they're called whatever it is.
Yeah. I think humans tend to... We're visual creatures, and if something looks good, we tend to think it is good.
Mm.
But I think we're oral creatures as well, and if something sounds good, it has an effect.
Mm.
And I think if somebody has a dodgy name, somewhere in our subconscious, we give that impression to that person, and it makes a mark over the years, and they become that name. It's weird.
It is. Well, it's. I wonder if people are interested at all to give us a call.
Let's find out.
And they can tell us what their name is, and we can, or you can, just analyse it from the book.
All right. I believe a Paul walked in here a minute ago.
Yeah, now, I don't know. What happened to Paul? He went to get your glass of water.
I got my water.
You got your water, but somehow or other, Paul and the water got separated.
PQR.
Yeah, well, here's Paul. Do you want me to read it out, or do you want to read it out?
I'll have a go.
All right.
Paul. Paul is an interesting persona. A polite man whose depths sometimes take years to see. He's intelligent enough, normal enough, and he almost never falls ill. To maintain a perfect balance in his life, however, he must perform some semi-evil act every 6 months. Paul is a deceptively tall name, and without some dirty little secret to keep him real, he'd just topple over.
I wonder what his dirty little secret is.
Well, where is he? We'll ask him.
Yeah, well, we've got about 4,000 people are ringing up to find out what their name really means,
goodness,
David. So what we might do, we'll take Eva first, then we might take a break because we've got to pay some bills here, mate.
Hi.
To be able to afford to buy your book. Hello, Eva.
How are you going?
I'm well, thank you.
Yes, I'm interested in what mine means.
Hi, Eva. How are you?
Good.
Eva, I've got a rifle through the book here to find
And your surname is not Brick, is it?
He's funny, isn't he? I can't believe they gave him a job. Right, Eva.
Yep.
Eva, here we go. Powerful and sexy when she needs to be, Eva is forgiving, compassionate and deliciously unself-conscious everywhere else. Like Estelle above her, she laughs with her whole body and it affects all those within earshot. There was never any doubt, Eva is an incredible woman.
Oh, you're right.
You've got to be happy with that, Eva. Congratulations.
Very accurate.
I love you. How are you?
What's it called, the book?
The book is called Why Shouldn't I Call My Son Clint? And if you'd like to buy one, go to the website, thenametheory.com.
I shall. Thank you so much.
No worries.
Bye.
Bye, powerful and sexy Eva.
She's gone. We'll take a break and talk to Olive. Can you buy it in good bookstores and some bad ones as well?
Currently, we're just in one bookstore, Collins Booksellers in Napoleon Street, Cottesloe.
Okay.
And I work at a place called Beaches Cafe in Cottesloe. You can buy it there any day of the week.
Okay, we'll take a break and back with Olive. Oh, there's one going to test you, Frank.